Welcome to the 17th of November 2015. Today is a prime day. Yes, a prime day. Not because it's the 321st day of the year, because 321 are not a prime number, but because today is the 17th and because it is the 11th month of the year. So that makes it a prime day. So you would actually expect that on this day in history, there would have been some prime events, some really, really, you know, exciting, buzzy events. So I'm going to go along and have a look at what events happened, who was born and who died on this day. Throughout the whole of history. And I'm using Wikipedia. Yeah, I haven't done all the research myself. So, let's go back from the current date. Let's look at 2013, a prime day. Yeah, 50 people were killed when Tatarstan Airline Flight 363 crashed in Kazan Airport in Russia. 50 people killed. The previous year, 50 school children killed in Manned Falut, Egypt, at an accident at a railway crossing. In the year 1997, this had a big influence on my life, in Luxor, in Egypt, outside the temple of Hatshepsut, was the Luxor massacre. Can you remember how many people were killed? 62 people were killed by six so-called Islamic militants, Islamicists or whatever. Anyway, there's some pretty awful things that happened, right? In 1990, Fujendake, part of the Mount Unzen volcanic complex, Nagasaki prefecture, became active again. Don't know how long it was inactive. Anyway, let's get on to some things that were pretty positive. In 1989, on this day, 17th of November, the Velvet Revolution began in Czechoslovakia. Yeah, it began as a student demonstration in Prague, and this set up an uprising which led to the end of the Soviet government. How long did it take? It took only until December the 29th. Right. So, what else happened on this day? Now, anybody into boxing? Somebody died due to injuries sustained during a match against Ray Mancini in Las Vegas. Somebody called Duck Ko Kim. Right, let me go back here. 1973, what did Richard Nixon do? What did Richard Nixon do? He told 400 managing editors from Associated Press, quote, "I am not a crook." Okay. Let's, today, oh God, I remember this well, 1970, William Calley, Lieutenant William Calley, went on trial for the Mile Massacre. Yeah, he led a troop of Americans who massacred people. Yeah. Let's go back into this and see what else happened a long time ago. Actually, let's jump way back in history, right? And we have the right, let's get one especially for McColgan. In 1292, who became King of Scotland? Yeah, John Balliol. Must admit I never heard of him. Henry VIII in 1511 signed the Treaty of Westminster, mutual aid against the French, Ferdinand II of Aragon. So, basically England and Spain ganging up on France. Yeah, on this day in 1558, the Elizabethan era began. Now, there you are. Remember that? 1558, Elizabethan era. Yeah, Mary Queen of England, Mary I, died, succeeded by her half-sister Elizabeth. Okay, let me see if there's anything else that you might be in any way interested in. Oh, I know people who would be interested in this. In 1863, during the American Civil War, when the bloodiest war, well, at the time, the bloodiest war, I think, in human history, up until that date, the Siege of Knoxville began. Confederate forces, led by General James Longstreet, and they put Knoxville in Tennessee under siege. Yep. And 1869, the Suez Canal, linking the Mediterranean with the Red Sea, is inaugurated. Inaugurated. Not totally sure what the word inaugurated is. But anyway, they were great events on this prime. So certainly, I wouldn't say that this date has been the happiest date in history. But hang on a second, maybe some wonderful people were born on this day. Right? So let's tell you. Who was born on this day you might have heard of, and I might have heard of? There's a whole load of people I've never heard of. I'm looking down here to see who's the first person here. Okay, 1887, Montgomery, right? Lord, our first Viscount Montgomery of Ellamine. He was born, imagine. He was born. Lots of people were born on this day, but I can't find any of them who I've ever heard of. So let me see who else might have been born. People like Mike Garcia. Anybody ever heard of him? An American baseball player. Jean Fault, he also was born. Let's see, let's go forward here. There's got to be somebody really good who we all admire born on this day. Peter Cook. How's that? For the wonderful comedian, Peter Cook. He died. He was born on this day. You imagine, Peter Cook was born on this day. Martin Scorsese. Do you know when Martin Scorsese was born? 1942. God, he's even older than me. Right, let's find out here. We're getting to the end now of this. Getting to the end. Who could be born here? I'm just pushing the... Oh, sure, this is terrible. Never heard of any of these people. I mean, how on earth could... This is definitely a... Oh, Jonathan Ross was born today. Yeah, I know that guy, Jonathan Ross. Chat show host. Yeah, he was a pretty... yeah, he was born today. Did I tell you when he was born? Which year was Jonathan Ross born? Jonathan Ross was born way back then, 1960, he's just a wee young fella. Well, all I can say is that it isn't a great day for births. Well, let's find out if any real baddies got born, died, sorry. Any baddies who died on this day. Right. Any, who would be a baddie now? Was Geoffrey of Tours a baddie? 594, who died, right? Never heard of Elizabeth of Hungary. She died in 1231. Mary I of England died today. Well, mentioned her already, you see. And who else here? Somebody here you might have heard of. Anybody here done anything awful? Catherine the Great. I'm not saying she did awful things. She's a very, very powerful woman and did wonderful things for Russia. Yeah, Catherine the Great, 1796, one of the most influential women in human history, I would say. Yeah. Who else now would be here? Those of you who are Welsh, Hugh Price Hughes, a Welsh theologian and educator, died on this day. Ah, Auguste Rodin, that wonderful French sculptor, died today. I can't find anybody who I recognize as being a really nasty piece of work. But, right, Mervyn Peake. Mervyn Peake. Wonderful illustrator. You know, he died in 1968. I would never have put it as that long. Yeah, definitely. There's got to be some more lovely people here. I see a Dutch tennis player. Well, nobody would ever have heard of a Dutch tennis player, would they? A German guitarist and songwriter. Who would ever have heard of that? Okay, let's go forward now and see. Who'd have heard of a Swedish wrestler and a manager? Oh, this ain't much good here. Nobody dramatic. This is a day, Doris Lessing. Oh my goodness. Doris Lessing died 2013. What a wonderful woman. Yes, a wonderful woman. And what became of the broken hearted? 2014, Jimmy Ruffin. So there we are. Is it anybody's special holiday today? Well, I can tell you that it's the... there's nothing particularly good there. In the United States, it's the earliest day on which the National Survivors of Suicide Day can fall. Gregory of Tours in the Roman Catholic Church. It's his day today. Hilda of Whitby. Hilda of Whitby. Yep, another famous woman in Christian feast days. Can't tell you about Muslim feast days or Taoist feast days or Buddhist feast days or Hindu feast days or... anyway, there we go. So, there we are, a prime day. A whole load of trivia for you. But, you know, who knows, there might have been a little particle of knowledge in there that would be useful to you or would spark your interest. Okay, thanks a million for listening on the 17th day of the 11th month. Bye for now.